With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to our continuing coverage in the trial of Adam Montgomery. Let's now go to the courtroom for segment number three.
Can we proceed?
During that proffer, do you remember disclosing that the firearms were stored in a blue sheet and blanket?
Yes.
Is that what they were stored in?
From what? In the attic, because we didn't sleep in the attic anymore. But I know they were stored in the storage room. But I do remember the sheet.
Do you remember what color the sheet was?
Blue.
Was there also a blanket?
I don't remember a blanket.
But you remember a blue sheet?
Yes.
How many times did you see those firearms in your house?
About three times, I believe. I don't remember, but I know at least three times.
Okay, and I want to switch gears a little bit. I'm going to ask you, do you know someone named Kevin O'Leary?
Yes.
Do you know him by another name?
No.
Okay. How do you know Kevin O'Leary?
He lived up the hill from the Guilford Street house, and Adam met him somehow. I don't know how, but I guess he knew him or something. And he was smoking weed. That's what it was, smoking weed. And he smoked a blunt with him. And that's how I remember them meeting. But I don't know if they knew each other from before. I don't remember.
Okay. Would you see him regularly, Kevin?
Yes.
How often would you see Kevin?
Almost about every day, like from back in that period of the fall, 2019.
So very frequently, it sounds like.
Yes.
What was your relationship like with Kevin?
He wasn't really my friend. He was Adam's friend. So, but he would obviously, like, he had respect for me because I'm Adam's wife, and he was very nice, but I didn't not like him, but I don't know. He was just there to me.
And you said he was Adam's friend?
Yes.
Did you ever observe a transaction between Adam and Kevin?
No. I don't remember a transaction happening, but I remember Kevin looking at the gun. One of the guns. I don't even know if we had them all anymore. I don't know, but in the house, but I know he looked at one. He was looking at one.
When Kevin was looking at the gun, was that with you or was that with Adam?
Both.
Okay, so you were there for that?
Yes.
What were you doing at the time?
Getting high.
At some point during that interaction, did Kevin and Adam leave your house with one of the firearms?
Not at that time, like not right at that moment. Kevin went home, from what I remember, and because they did talk about leaving with it, and Adam had it put away under the bed we were sleeping in at the time, and I remember getting in a fight with him because I didn't want him to leave the house, especially with the gun. I got in an altercation with him about it and tried taking it from him, and he still took it and left anyways. It was just not good. And if we kept arguing about it, the kids were gonna wake up.
Was it nighttime?
Yes.
And so the kids were asleep?
Yes.
And you said you didn't want him leaving with it, especially with a gun?
Yes.
Why?
Because I was nervous and scared that he'd get in trouble.
Why would he get in trouble for having a gun?
Because he's a felon and not supposed to have one.
So you told him not to?
Yes.
Did he leave anyway?
Yes.
You know where he went with it?
I remember him and Kevin talking about going up behind Rock Rimmon to shoot it off. That's what I remember.
Do you remember him coming back that evening?
I don't remember. I was sleeping with the kids at the time.
And after he left to go to, I think you said Rock Rimmon?
Yeah.
To shoot the gun. Was that gun under your bed after that?
Not that I noticed.
Do you know any other individuals that the defendant attempted to sell those guns to?
No, not that I know of.
Do you know someone named Mark Reed?
Yeah, yes.
Do you know someone named Tone?
Yes.
Did the defendant ever offer the firearms to them?
Yes. I don't know about Mark, but Tone, yes.
Can you tell us what you know of that?
Just offered to trade it for drugs.
Do you know Tone's full name?
Anthony Badero.
Kayla, I want to back up. So you mentioned these two firearms. Do you know anything about a stolen pistol from the Ferrin home?
No. I do not.
Did you ever have a conversation with Kim about a missing handgun?
Not that I don't remember.
So I want to back up to that June 3rd proffer that we discussed earlier. During that proffer, do you remember telling law enforcement that Kim mentioned a stolen or misplaced handgun, but that was well before the stolen guns in this case?
Yes.
Is that you remember that conversation with Kim?
Yes.
Is that what she told you?
Yes.
And was it well before your husband stole her guns?
Yes.
Kayla, do you remember where you were back on December 30th, 2021?
Either in a family shelter at FIT or at my mom's. I don't remember which one.
Okay. Judge Manager.
Yes?
So, Kayla, I'm handing you, it's been marked for identification as 46A through E. And I'm going to ask you to turn to the last page, E. Set those aside. So with respect to 46E, do you recognize anyone in those photos?
Yes.
Who do you recognize?
Kelsey and myself.
And you had mentioned a Kelsey Small earlier?
Yes.
Is that Kelsey Small in those photos?
Yes.
And you said yourself as well?
Yes.
What were you doing in those photographs?
Trading in phones at the phone machine thing that's at Walmart for money.
So how did you arrive? You mentioned Kelsey Small. Were you with her that day?
Yes.
Were you with anyone else?
Adam.
Did Kelsey and Adam leave you at some point during your interaction there or your time there at Walmart?
Yes.
Do you know where they went?
No.
So, Kayla, I want to switch gears. Do you know someone named Tara Hilbert?
Yes.
Can you tell us about your relationship with Tara?
She was the property manager at the apartment that we were last living in together. On Union Street in Manchester. And we ended up having a friendship, and it was a good friendship. Like, our kids played with each other outside, and we cooked together, had barbecues and stuff like that. We were friends.
And when you say we cooked together, had barbecues, who do you mean when you refer to we?
Myself and Adam and Tara and her boyfriend.
Do you remember his name?
Josh.
Were you ever party to a conversation between Tara, her husband, and the defendant regarding firearms?
I don't remember.
Do you remember a conversation where the defendant accused you of telling the police on him in front of Tara, her husband?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
He was...
Yes?
So, Kayla, we were talking about a conversation between you, Tara, the defendant, and her and Tara's husband. Do you remember a conversation about these guns where the defendant accused you in front of her, in front of Tara, of telling law enforcement on him?
Yes, he accused me of a lot of things.
And during that conversation, did he say that you were working with the police?
Yes.
Were you still using drugs back then?
Yes, it was off and on.
And was the defendant still using back then?
Yes.
Had his temperament, or sorry, has his, had his, I'll strike that question. So, Kayla, we spoke earlier about that June proffer.
Yes.
Do you remember who was party to that proffer? So who was there?
Myself, my lawyer, Paul, and Jesse. I forgot his last name.
Does O'Neill sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. And... how did you come to be there for that proffer?
Because I got subpoenaed to be questioned about Harmony, and I lied to the grand jury because I was scared.
So let me back up. Had you been charged with a crime prior to meeting for that proffer?
Yes.
And
Your Honor, may I approach?
So, Kayla, prior to meeting for that proffer, you said, I think you'd been charged with a crime?
Yes.
Do you remember what you had been charged with?
Welfare fraud.
Anything else?
And 2 counts of receiving stolen property.
And do you remember being charged with perjury as well?
Yes.
Okay. Did you receive a letter from the Department of Justice prior to going to that proffer meeting?
I don't remember.
Do you think it would help refresh your recollection if you saw the letter?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Okay. And so, do you remember receiving a letter from the Department, the New Hampshire Department of Justice, prior
yes.
to that meeting?
Yes.
What is your understanding of what your obligation was going into that meeting?
To tell the truth.
And is that what you did in that proffer?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing here today?
Yes.
And so activity that formed the basis for those charges you just mentioned, specifically receiving stolen property and perjury. I think you've explained the perjury. The receiving stolen property, though, what was the basis of that charge?
The receiving stolen property was for the guns.
So the guns in this case?
Yes.
They were in your home?
Yes.
You knew they were stolen?
Yes.
And you knew that your husband was a felon?
Yes.
After you were charged with those crimes, did you reach a plea agreement with the Department of Justice?
Yes.
What did you plead guilty to?
2 counts of perjury.
And was that to resolve all of your charges?
Yes.
So including the welfare fraud and the receiving stolen property?
Yes.
And Judge,
may I approach the witness again? So, Kayla, I'm handing you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 45 for identification purposes. And if you can just take a minute and look at that, and then we'll be done. So, what is that document?
The memorandum agreement between the state of New Hampshire and myself.
And is that the memorandum agreement as you remember it regarding your sentence?
Yes.
Your Honor, at this point I'd move to strike the ID and mark as full.
Any objection?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, approach. Ma'am, could you? Proceed.
Thank you. So, Kayla, with respect to the sentence on those 2 felonies that you mentioned, what sentence did you receive?
I received the 2 counts of perjury.
And what was the sentence that was imposed?
I got 3.5 to 7 suspended, and 3.5 to 7 with 1.5 suspended off my minimum.
And the 3.5 to 7 that you mentioned, is that the maximum prison sentence for each charge?
Yes.
And what portion of that prison sentence are you currently fulfilling right now?
So 3.5 to 7 with the 1.5 off my minimum.
And you mentioned a suspended portion of that of the sentence.
Yes.
What, what if anything, do you have to abide by for that to remain suspended?
I have to state as what the memorandum agreement is between myself and the state.
So is it suspended upon the conditions and continued parole?
Yes. But it's also suspended for, I have 10 years over my head.
And what is your obligation with respect to that agreement? What do you have to do?
I have to abide by the state.
And with respect to this trial, what is your obligation under that agreement?
To tell the truth.
What happens if you violate those conditions?
I can get all the charges that I have that got dismissed, and ones that I don't have, they can charge me with anything and take back everything that we agreed on.
So Kayla, I want to briefly talk about a few of the things that we've mentioned here today, we've discussed today. You testified earlier that the defendant had this transaction with Manny, Ish, and Mike.
Yes.
And you also testified about a transaction and maybe the defendant leaving the house to shoot the gun with Kevin?
Yes.
And that you didn't see the gun after that?
No. Not that I remember.
And you testified that you observed the defendant attempting to sell the guns, the stolen guns, for drugs and or money?
Yes.
Who was the individual that was doing all of those things you just described?
Adam Montgomery.
And do you see Adam Montgomery here in the courtroom?
Yes.
Can you go ahead and point to him and describe the color of his shirt?
He's wearing a pink shirt.
Do you have any reason to protect him here today?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any reason to protect him here today?
No.
And, Your Honor, if the record could reflect, the witness has identified the defendant.
The record so reflects.
If I can have just a moment.
Yes, you may. I'm going to ask you to just remain seated for just a moment. We are going to take a break now. This is a good time for our mid-morning break. So, ladies and gentlemen, about 15 minutes, okay? All rise for the jurors, please. You can remain standing. Sitting. Ms. Montgomery can be removed from the stand now. You'll be back for cross-examination. It's up to you whether you want to keep her upstairs or take her down. About 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. I think they need that. Okay, thank you. Counsel, if you would be back at 5:00, please. Thank you.
That wraps up segment number 3. There's more to come. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage and the firearms trial of Adam Montgomery. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.